Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Sa sharaf Sheikh Fawzul Bilal wa Sheikh Al-Shahti Muhammad Iqtisab Nawar Allah Maqdar. Hazrat ka kalam meri mauj gham be sahara nahi. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai, siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai, samandar ka sahil पहाड़ों का दामन समंदर का साहिल पहाड़ों का दामन बजुज आह के कुछ सहारा नहीं है सिवा तेरे कोई सहारा नहीं है सिवा तेरे कोई Sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Nahi khatam hoti hai mauje musalsal. Nahi khatam hoti hai mauje musalsal. Mere bahar gham ka. Kinara nahi hai siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai koi kashti e gham ka hai na khuda bhi koi kashti e gham kehna khuda bhi meri mauje gham be sahara nahi hai meri mauje gham be sahara nahi hai siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai ye akhtar usi ka hai jo aap ka hai ye akhtar usi ka hai jo aap ka hai nahi aap ka jo hamara nahi hai nahi aap ka jo hamara nahi hai siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai samandar ka sahil pahadon ka daman samandar ka sahil pahadon ka daman bajuz aah ke kuch sahara nahi hai siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai
alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this ayat karima, Allah has taught us how to become His close friends. And to become the close, like that, every mu'min is the friend of Allah Ta'ala. But to have the close friendship, which we call the awliya. And that is by gaining the ma'rifat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And that ma'rifat we will gain either by looking at the signs of Allah Ta'ala, and that also if some Allah Wa'ala shows us that. There He opens our eyes, then we will see that. Otherwise the whole world has seen all the signs of Allah Ta'ala, who is not seeing the sky, the sea, but many people are using it for guna work. In the sea, how many gunas today, cruises, etc. In the aeroplanes, how many gunas, etc. But even Allah Wa'ala opens our eyes and we see all the signs of Allah Ta'ala, then we will get that ma'rifat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and that will lead us to the friendship of Allah Ta'ala. And then even from our side, we will want to make our friend happy, and the friend Allah Ta'ala, He will also put His fazl and karam on that person and give him tawfiq of righteous deeds, of deeds which please Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So Hazrat Damat Barakah Rahmatullah Ali, in this beautiful poem which Hazrat wrote in the Khanqa in Reunion, There, Hadrat, who used to go to the sea regularly, like here in Durban also, and see the Qudrat and the signs of Allah and take lessons from there. Like when Hadrat went to the Kruger National Park, he said, I'm not going to go and see the animals, I'm going to see the creator of the animals. For us, we only look at monkeys and bucks, that's all we look at, or the lions, whatever. But these Allah Wala, they look at the creator, the roar of the lion, the shape of the elephant and the giraffe, how Allah has made it, all Allah's different creations. And from there they find Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. In fact, here in Reunion, at one time we were a few friends and they took us to some very beautiful waterfalls, a few of them. So everyone had something to say of the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. But when one friend of ours who was not really connected with his Shaykh, he said, my heart is empty, I don't find anything to say. Whereas he was, mashallah, doing lot of work of deen, and he was making ibadat, everything. But this is when the eyes are open. And these are the doctors that will open the eyes. And then when, not only when we will go Kruger National Park or anywhere, any and everywhere, all day, when we close our eyes, we will see Allah. When we open our eyes, we will see Allah. When the plate of food will come in front of us, we'll see Allah. When our baby, grandbaby will be brought, we'll only see Allah all the time. So, Hazrat writes, Meri mauje gham be sahara nahi. My wave of the love of Allah Ta'ala is not without a support. In other words, the direction of my love is going in the right direction. I've got somebody to guide me, that this love of mine goes in the right direction. It doesn't go to dunya, not my shop, not my car, not my house, my garden, not my all the things of this dunya, but it's not my lust and desires, but it's guiding me towards Allah Ta'ala. So that love, and that is also something that first a person has to develop within himself, the love of Allah Ta'ala, love itself. And then that love has to be guided towards Allah Ta'ala. If a person hasn't got love, then how is he has to have that quality of love in him. And then it's very, very important that it must be guided towards Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, if it goes in the wrong direction, that same thing will be the cause of total destruction. And the same thing, if it goes in the right direction, it will be the cause of total and great success in this world also and in the year after. So Hadrat says the reality is not even the Shaykh or anyone, it is Allah Ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ, that Allah Ta'ala guides towards him who inclines towards Allah Ta'ala, or who Allah Ta'ala pulls towards him. سِوَا تَيْرِ كُوِي سَحَارَا نَهِي هَي, besides you, O Allah, I've got no support whatsoever. And this is the reality which we have to try to come to. That not my house is my support, not my house is my support, not my family, not my job, not my car. Only Allah is my support. And when we know that Allah is our support, then naturally we'll build that relationship and the bond with Allah in that way. We will just turn to Allah Ta'ala. And for that, Allah has been so kind that we should not have known like that person. Bismillah. In the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, who also had love of Allah Ta'ala, but he didn't have somebody still to guide him. And then he was sitting, making muraqabah, and he said, "Oh Allah, you have created all the heavens and the earth. You look after everyone. For me to look after my few goats is such a job, but you looking after the whole world. So how tired you must be getting. If I knew where you were, I would come and rub some oil in your head. Yeah. And malish you. I will press your body for you. You're so busy, you haven't got time to cut your nails. I should have cut your nails for you." Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, a Jalali Nabi, he heard this. He said, "How can you say such things about Allah Ta'ala? Allah is not a human like us." Allah Ta'ala reprimanded Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and said, "He's my great ashiq. But he doesn't know how to reach me. He doesn't know who I am. Guide him towards me." So that is that a person has to... But the real fact is that Allah alone, he is the guider of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. He is the creator of everything. So that may that reality come into us, that Allah only, Allah alone and only is our support in our life. Ke siwai tere koi sahara nahi hai. Siwai tere koi hamara nahi hai. And this also, if we can understand, and not just the words, but really may Allah bless us with the reality that there is nobody else for us besides Allah Ta'ala. Like those three people who, and many others, those three people who got trapped in the cave, who helped them? Only Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the only one. It isn't that the AA is there to arrive and give you support and fix up your car and that. If Allah doesn't want to, they won't even respond. They won't take your call. Or they'll come, they won't find you also. Or anything else can happen. It's only when Allah Ta'ala decrees it. Then, as far as sabab is concerned, whatever then the sabab, the means are. Or Allah does with means normally. We eat food, we get full. We wear clothes, we feel warm, etc. Everything that is Allah does with means. Allah does without means also. Allah doesn't need the means. Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam without a mother and father. Allah created Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam without a mother and father. Allah created Isa alayhi salatu wasalam without a father. So Allah can do without means also. And we also experience it. Sometimes we feel so hungry, but then afterwards we didn't eat and that. In Ramzan it happens. Lunchtime you are very hungry, but by 4 or 5 o'clock again, your hunger has disappeared again. So without means, Allah satiates you also. And with means also normally. And sometimes against means, Allah's work also carries on. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is thrown into the fire, which has to burn. And against the means of burning, Allah gave him comfort. The work of water is to drown a person. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, with whole Bani Israel, they cross over and the water makes a pathway for them. So Allah works against the means also. So Allah is not in need of asbab, and Allah doesn't work only with asbab. Normally, the normal system is that Allah has got asbab for things. But Allah is not in need of asbab. Allah can work without asbab also, and Allah shows His qudrat against asbab also. At the time when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to Medina Sharif, then there were Jews also there, and by the efforts of Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, other sahaba who went before, many people had become Muslims already, many who came there for Hajj in Mina had accepted Islam already. So then they made an agreement that the Muslims won't fight against the Jews, and they won't support anyone against the Jews if somebody has to attack them from outside. And the Jews in turn will not attack the Muslims, and if somebody attacks the Muslims, they won't support them. But they broke their covenant. Then quite a few things they had done. They broke their covenant. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you people have been going over the limit, breaking your covenant. Now, either you leave the place from here, Medina Sharif, or either we declare war against you. They had very strong houses, forts, and they fortified themselves in those forts. Just like we have town houses, how they are surrounded by walls, etc. Like that, they were very well fortified. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam surrounded them with some sahaba. And Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, Allah made them lose all this with His power from within themselves. That is, on the one side, they lead Ka'b ibn Ashraf. He was killed. So that was a great setback for them. On the other side, Allah put fear in their hearts. So Allah can attack a person. You can be sleeping in the most safe place, but Allah puts fear in your heart. You become so frightened. So Allah struck fear right into their hearts when they were so fortified and so secure. Allah says also the Muslims also thought that they won't come out and they won't leave this place. They also thought, we are so strong fortified that nothing can happen to us. But Allah Ta'ala, what is the qudrat of Allah? That where they were so strong fortified, Allah Ta'ala just struck fear into their hearts, and they came out and they were ready to make peace. So this is Allah Ta'ala. So if we can make Allah ours. And we should also try and read regularly that dua, Kun lana waj'alna laka. Oh Allah, you be ours and make us yours. And you be ours and make us only yours. That we only turn to Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Samandar ka sahil, paharo ka daman. This is really a part of the ayat. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar la ayatin li ulil albab. All the signs of Allah. Yeah, one sign Allah Ta'ala says, the shore of the sea and the lap of the mountain. Very few places perhaps in the world you will find this, that the mountain comes right till the sea. Yeah, in Reunion it is like that in this place. So this is a sign to see the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Beautiful also it looks, who made it also. And if a person ponders in Allah's qudrat, in everything, just this paper, who planted the tree for this paper, and how many people worked for it, and to support them, their families were required. Then how many other things were required, as far as the civil life is concerned, schooling for the children, if we take it in that light. Then doctors, clinics, hospitals. Then for the children, they have to eat, what and what things they eat. Then they need some type of transport, all the people, whether it's a bus, a train and what. Then this one man, and how many people work there. And then when the tree grows, then it has to be cut. And for that, machinery is required again. Then it has to be transported, what machinery. And then it goes to the paper mills. And then it is the whole process, how big machineries, 24 hours the whole system carries on. And then the paper was made, then it had to be printed, whether it was a photostat or whether it was on a computer, printer, whatever else, that how many things there again, Allahu Akbar. So when a person sees Allah Ta'ala, then in anything he will see Allah Ta'ala. Very fortunate is that person who is not short-sighted, who doesn't just look at the surface, but look, is far-sighted and see the whole system of Allah Ta'ala. And that a person thinks Allah did this one morsel of food which I'm putting, from where the mutton little bit, the little bit rice in there, all the spices which are in there, and then all the ghee and this, everything. And from where, and the pot in which it was cooked, the electricity that was used, and then the plate in which it is put, all these things Allah has done specifically for me. How can't you love Allah Ta'ala? When you have this ma'rifat that Allah has done it, every morsel of food is musawwamatan. The name of that person is written on there. Not only the Hazrat Maulana Palanpuri rahmatullahi used to say that if a sweet or one morsel of food is meant for your 2-year-old child and you put it in your mouth, he'll come, he's put his finger in and he'll take it out and he'll eat it up. And you'll be happy about it. He took it out from your mouth, but you'll be happy about it. You won't fight with him or anything. So it was meant for him, it will go to, for who it is meant, that person will get it. So may Allah Ta'ala let us open our eyes of the heart. And in everything we see Allah Ta'ala, then we will realize besides Allah, we have got no support. Tere koi sahara nahi hai. And we will really see that there is no one else for me besides Allah Ta'ala. It is only Allah. Otherwise, we will be very short-sighted, like the people of the dunya. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. Those people only know the zahir things. That these two, I bought my BMW from here, these people serve it, they do it. But if you have reality, you'll know it's from Allah. Conditions which come on you. This person is saying this, this person is saying that. Now you're all confused also. But you realize it's all from Allah. And you'll make contact with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And one easy way of this also is that the Kiram and Katibin, the two Farishtas which are writing our deeds, whenever we make salam, and how many times we make salam to them in the day. But ask ourselves, how many times do we make the niyat? How many times are we aware that they are with us here? So if we will make the niyat, then that system of Allah, the unseen system, which is working, and which supersedes this system. Like you got a computer, somebody can come into your computer, and they can overrun all your system. So Allah's system overruns every system. So that system, so by making niyat of the farishtas, we'll become conscious of this. And then, if we make our namazes with that consciousness, then that consciousness will be all the time, wherever we are. Those malaika are with me. Whether I got my cell phone with me, those malaika are also watching. Everywhere, whatever I'm doing, they are with me all the time. So if that way comes into us, then also we will find Allah Ta'ala. We will know that unseen system of Allah. And that overrides and supersedes the system of ours here, which is of asbab. But this is for those people who build that yaqeen, who can get down to it. Otherwise, if you can't get down to it, then we are just superficial people, like the non-believers. Then how what they depend on, we depend on. What makes sense to them and logic will make sense and logic to us. But if we have this iman, then we see things in a complete different way. Then we see that namaz will do your work. We will see dua will do your work. Roza will do your work. Sadqah will do your work. We will see that. But if we don't have that, we see it just as far as asbab is concerned. Bajuz aah ke kuch sahara nahi hai. And when I see your qudrat, O Allah, besides taking a deep sigh, that what is your qudrat? I've got no other way out. And I'm boggled completely at what your qudrat is. Like Judge Akbar Ilahabadi, Rahmatullah Ali said, Tu mere dil mein aata hai, meri samaj mein nahi aata. You come in my heart, I believe in you, but I can't fathom you. I can't comprehend you with my brains. Main jaan gaya, yahi teri pehchan hai. I understood this is your recognition, that I can't fathom you. Allah is the greatest. We say, Allahu Akbar, how many times a day in each namaz, how many times when going into ruku, when going into sajda, up from sajda, back into sajda, back in the standing position, all the time Allahu Akbar. But the greatness of Allah, unfortunately, hasn't even tickled our hearts still, hasn't touched our hearts still. So Allah is so great, nobody knows the greatness of Allah besides He Himself. Allah is so great, His Qudrat, His power. So this, the more we will work in this direction and make ourselves conscious, not just take out 1 hour or 2-3 hours coming here for the majlis and then back in our routine. No, but we come here to take something to put it into our routine and let it come into our routine all the time, our namaz, whatever we do, qiraat, that we recite our Quran Sharif, that my Allah is speaking to me. With that consciousness that my Allah is speaking to me when a person reads Quran Sharif. So if we do it with that, when we make zikr and the consciousness of Allah is there all the time, when we lie down to sleep, Allah is there. When we wake up middle of the night, with the thought of Allah comes. In the morning when we wake up, the thought of Allah. And namaz we make also, what then our namazes will become namaz. Then that concentration to some extent will come, and hopefully if Allah wishes, He will give us greater concentration than in that namaz. Nahi khatm hoti hai moje musalsal. The continuous waves never ever come to an end. The waves are just carrying on. A person went for a holiday to the beach and he enjoyed sitting Fajr time after Asr till after Maghrib. He sat there and he's just seeing the waves. 3, 4 days, 5, 7 days, and then he comes away, the waves haven't stopped. He has gone away, but the waves carry on. And the waves at Kaaba Sharif also just carry on. When a person goes there and makes tawaf, and he sees the and you're on the top of a floor, and you're looking down, it's unbelievable really, what they see and how, it seems like it's just working automatically, how all the people are just moving, like it's a platform, and the platform and the people are standing on, and how happy mustn't Allah be, this Allah be. This people from the four corners of the world, from the different society, all the different people of different nations, different nations, different colors, different financial ranks, everyone, men, women, children, old people, somebody on their force, somebody on a wheelchair, all just going. So all this it is carrying on. Whether we are gone away to Madinah Sharif, but the tawaf is carrying on. Whether we come back home, the tawaf is carrying on. And nowadays they say that Roza-e Mubarak also continuously. The people are making salatu salam. It's just unbelievable. So just like that, how many things, the waves also never stop. Mere behre gham ka kinara nahi hai. The sea of my love has got no shore also. My love for Allah Ta'ala, Allah will never come to an end. Because Allah is limitless, so your love will also just carry on and be limitless. Yeah, in this world, when a person gets married, lot of love, and some people unfortunately do all the love making before marriage. And from the first night, the fight starts already. Those who are fortunate, they get married in the proper way, and the first night is there. For them, it's a first night. And they know what's a first night. And particularly, the boy and the girl, if they kept themselves chaste and pure. Like Hazrat Maulana Shah Anwar Shah Kashmiri, Rahmatullah Ali. Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, he was a very good principal. And he knew how to keep a good ustad. So he said, get him married here in the town, give him a house in the town. He'll never leave us then. He'll stay here permanently. Anyway, when he got married then, so after a few days, woman talk, how did it go, what happened? So he asked, what happened? Nothing happened. And he's such a great scholar, whole night from after Isha till Tahajjud till Fajr, he's seeing his kitabs all the time. And what a feeling he had for his kitabs when in his old age, when he was passing away, that during that time, when people were just waiting for news, that any time the news will come, his condition was such. Then a rumor spread that at about 3 o'clock in the morning, that Hazrat has passed away. So Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Ali and them, who were his close students, they rushed there. And to go and see, and they found there was a light burning middle of the night, so they said definitely, he must have passed away, all the things are happening now, funeral has taken place. When they went there, they saw him crouched over a kitab. They said, Hadrat, which basala is there which you don't know? Our ulama, one alim, Maulana Akhlad, was telling me, every kitab he taught, It can be the six hadith kitabs of Dora. It can be Hidayah, Bedawi, any kitab he taught without a kitab, out of memory. Allahu Akbar. Out of memory he taught every kitab. So this was the quality of these people. And that is all basically when we stay away from sun. Allah blesses a person there with it. We who are so polluted, we even doubt it. We haven't got that capacity in us to even accept it. We have doubts about it. So anyway, so Maulana was of that nature, so much his kitabs. So they asked his wife, nothing happened? No. They said, then you go and touch him, you go. So when she touched him the first time and made little bit love or signs of love, so then he said, "Acha, ye to koi aur hi dunya hai." Now only he realized that there is a world of this also. Up to now he never knew there was all these things also. So that couple who marry like that, they will know, they get that enjoyment. And those unfortunately who don't know what is that enjoyment. So, Jiyon, what was I saying there? Love
for no
boundaries. So when a person has got this great love of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, you can't imagine what he is going through. When that person who was pure and he got this love, and they are such buzurgs who by the age of 10 and 12 they became walis of Allah Ta'ala. Because their upbringing, their purity, everything was like that. Today we ourselves don't blame our parents. What are we buying for our children today? We go to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, what kind of toys we bring for them? What kind of computers and things we bring for them? We pollute their minds, games we have in the house, everything. Yet till today, the people who are working in other countries like Mozambique, the North, Malawi, etc., our friend Maulana Khalil with our Yusuf Bey Desai in Burundi, those children are pure. And they learn so well and so fast, and their reading is so pure and clean. Because they're not polluted. And we think this pollution is our progress. And now how can we sort out? When you think what is your poison, you think that as your medicine. And all this pollution, the whole world is worried of pollution. This pollution no one is worried about. And this is the worst pollution. And we regarding that, not only that it is all this other pollution, smoke, etc., whatever it might be, people are worried, doing something. But this, which is corrupting people completely, and which we will see, Allah save us all in the Qabr and Akhirah, then we'll realize what this pollution is. And that people are dying for that pollution. They are paying for it. They are going overboard for all that pollution. So, mere behr gham ka kinara nahi hai. The sea of my love has got no shore. Allah is unlimited, and so my love for Allah is also just carrying on unlimited all the time. Koi kashti gham ka hai na khuda bhi. Every step of love of Allah Ta'ala has got a guide, a pilot, the Nakhuda, the pilot one, the captain of the ship. So every ship of love should have a pilot also. There are many people who had the love of Allah, but they didn't have a guide, and they destroyed themselves in fact. Because, like for example, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was very, very, he stressed this point very much, that your zikr, do it within the limits. And in fact, if you find yourself a bit weak mentally, bodily, then cut it down or stop it also. But sometimes a person in that love carries on and he makes lot of zikr. We got one student also of that nature, and he doesn't want to eat, he doesn't want to sleep, he wants to be like that. Then he goes out of his mind and he does all funny things also. So a person will become like that if he doesn't have a guide. The guide is there. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali showed one murid who had come to make so many times dhikr. He went and multiplied by so many times. He went like out of his head. and he threw himself in the well. Somehow they took him out, and that Maulana reprimanded him very severely. You made so much of zikr. If you should have died, the police should have come here and made a case against me. Then you do what I tell you to do. How much? So a person needs a guide in this also. Like, for example, one Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu told that I can keep every day rozas, all that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cut him less. Those three Sahaba who said that I'll divorce my wife and I won't have a wife. The other one said I'll keep roza every day. The other one said I'll make ibadat whole night. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, don't do it like that. And he taught them. So you need a guide in this also. Otherwise, if you don't have a guide in this, like for example, the aeroplane pilot who has been trained also, he knows where the air pockets are. So he goes around them, above them, below them or something. But if you don't have a guide and you are sitting in the aeroplane, it can go directly in the air pocket. And what will happen then? Or in the sea, they avoid all the, they have a forecast of the few of what's coming in front, and they try and avoid it. Meri mauj ek gham be sahara nahi hai. My wave of the love of Allah is not without a support. That I've got my support, my Shaykh is there to guide me. Ye akhtar usi ka hai jo aapka hai. Hazrat says, and just see what great love Hazrat has got. And that we also, may Allah bless us, we have that desire, and Allah, out of His kindness, who He chooses that to be only Allah's and no one else's. We feel nice for this, we want it also, but it's not so simple and so easy also. When you are only Allah Ta'ala's, now there is a walima in the family. A walima is a pious thing, the name is walima, is a sunnah, but it's only the word walima. Behind the word walima, everything else is no sunnah there. It's only the name walima which is sunnah. But besides that, all the wrong things are happening. Now you are invited. Now it is to see whether you are your family's person or you are Allah's person. To be Allah's person is very nice. We all would like it. But now your child wants that toy. You went and do shopping, and that your toy got a murat on it. And the wife also is inclining to the child. And the child is now beginning to cry, now beginning to scream in the supermarket. And all now you became a circus thing. Everyone's attention is on you now. Why? What's wrong? To buy this toy. So what's the problem? Buy the toy. What's wrong with it? At that time, who are you? Are you Allah Ta'ala's? Or are you now your families and that love of your children? Inna min amwalikum wa awladikum fitna. It's a test, a trial for you in these things also. So we will be tested. We make dua, and also make dua with afiyat. And also make dua, Allah make us strong. Allahu Akbar. The Sahaba al-Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what level they had reached. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when his son told him after the battle and he accepted Islam also, he said, had I found you in the battle, the son said, I should not have killed you. The father said, I was looking for you. And you are non-Muslim. I was looking for you. So if I find you, I will kill you. They killed their fathers. They killed their brothers. They killed their sons for Allah. Those were the men of Allah. For us, one small little thing, we become so weak. We can't do it. Walima and all that is still a big thing. How many other small things we become so weak? So may Allah in the true sense make us His. And also you have to be ready then that your family will turn against you. Your community will turn against you. They will call you by all types of names also. But then Allah will say, oh, you did all this for my sake. Then see what Allah will give you in the akhirat. You cannot imagine. And now we think it's a long while and it's very hard. But when we get there, then we will see the dunya was hardly 2 minutes. The dunya was nothing compared to the akhirat, not even the wing of a mosquito. Not even, nothing. Not even you put your finger in the sea and when you take it out, there is still that little wetness. That is not even so much. Now it's everything to us. The dunya, we are overwhelmed with the dunya and what everyone is saying. But there we will realize this dunya is nothing. Nahi aapka jo hamara nahi hai. Who is not yours, he is not ours. That person who is not on deen, that person who doesn't follow the laws of Allah Ta'ala, that person is not our person. But today, unfortunately, the very opposite is happening. In the hadith, we are clearly prohibited from showing respect to non-believers, showing respect and honor to a bidati. And a bidati is not normally what we only have got, that one type of bidati. Anyone who brings any new thing in deen, in any way, that is a bidati. Deen is pure and clean. So any other group, any other, not only who with the Barelvis, we say they are bidati, not only them, but whoever brings a new thing into deen, thinking it to be deen, that person is a bidati. So all, how many of that? So all these things, how lot aren't we in? So to respect and honor a bidati, today we show so much respect, it makes Allah angry, when you show respect to a sinner. But today the sinners are given great respect. So nahi aapka jo hamara nahi hai, who is not yours is not ours also. But we today, may Allah forgive us, guide us, learn our iman, the contents of iman and the reality of iman also. May Allah bring that into us and we live by that, inshallah. Jazakumullah. In this kitab, Kashkol e Ma'rifat, we were reading about Hazrat Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, how he was lashed because he said the Quran Sharif is not the creation of Allah, it is a sifat, a quality of Allah, the speech of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And we read all the difficulties he went through, etc. Further, Hazrat says, Hazrat Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi farmati hai, Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi says, 230 saal ke baad, after 230 years, آپ کے قبر کے قریب کسی معزز شہری کو ان کے پہلو میں دفن کیا جا رہا تھا. Some respectable person of the community was being buried next to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. So usually there are other graves already and they like forcing a grave in between the two graves. So very close, after 230 years, they were burying another person. تو ان کے قبر اچانک کھل گئی. Then suddenly Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal's قبر opened up. The wall, they were so close while digging, so that cover also opened up. When it opened up, فَوُجِدَ كَفَنَهُ صَحِيحًا لَمْ يَبْلَى وَجُفْتَهُ لَمْ تَتَغَيَّرْ. پس آپ کا کفن بالکل صحیح سالم پایا گیا. Fresh is the kafan after 230 years. They found his kafan to be absolutely just as it was. اور آپ کا جسم مبارک میں کسی قسم کا تغیر نہیں تھا. And there was no change in his body, like a fresh body. Like a person who is just buried now, like that they found. گویا ابھی ابھی دفن کیا گیا. It was as though he was just buried now. So when how the difficulty he went through. So we want things very easy. We want life of Jannat year also. That life of Jannat year is not outwardly on the body. That is for dunya people. That is in the heart. That when they left him, he took Allah's name. When Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they put all the hot stones on him and all the time, Ahad. That is the Jannat which is from inside, not from outside. So these people, what they went through. Kya mitayega mera naam o nishan? This one poem Hazrat has put here from his kitab Irfan-e-Muhabbat. Who will be able to delete, destroy my signs? Jiske qabze mein nahi usood aur ziya, in whose control there is nothing. We not in control of our eyelashes. There is one person, some accident or something, he can't, his eyelash doesn't close. And this eyelash is a wiper. Automatic wiper. Now cars got automatic wipers. You don't have to put a little few drops fall, they start already. This wiper is working all the time. And if it doesn't work, and the liquid which is in the eye, if that is not there, one person in eating, the saliva which is formed, his mouth is not making the saliva. So before meals, he needs a glass of juice or something, all the time to wet his mouth. So all this, what is Allah's Qudrat? How did Allah make? So a person who hasn't got anything in his control, where is he going to destroy the signs of Allah Ta'ala? Yeah, the signs of Allah are so great. Anahi sakti kabhi usme khiza. And in the signs of Allah, the season of autumn cannot ever come also. Yeah, in this world, season of autumn, now what we are going through, winter, is here already, autumn, winter, we are going through, we see now miserable, sun is setting so early, you can see the how pale and how it is, what it is now. But on Allah, when you become Allah, and you are truly His, no season of autumn comes on that person. Outwardly, you'll grow old, you might be very sick also. You've got everything, but your heart will be still young. No autumn season on your heart. And mashallah, there are such people. No matter what difficulty, they are laughing, they are smiling, they are happy. May Allah give us that connection with Allah Ta'ala like that. That outwardly everyone has to go through it. Great, great people. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also. But inwardly, that is the how a person is connected with Allah Ta'ala. Gulista hai ishka ye gulista. This is a garden. This is the garden of the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with that love. Imam Sahab Rahmatullah Ali ki dusre bete Salih bayan karte hai. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal's other son, Salih, explains ke walid sahab ne 5 haj kiye the, jin mein se 3 paidal kiye the. That my father made 3 haj and 3 haj walking. Not from Makkah to Mina walking, right from where they were living. Like from here, not on scooters, not on jeeps, not aeroplanes or ships, walking. And in those days, what were the roads, what were the jungles, what were the deserts? Yeah, you go, hotel, yeah, motel there, takeaway, yeah, everything is there. But those days, how they traveled, Allahu Akbar. And those people did Hajj with the love of Allah Ta'ala and the love of the Kaaba. And that was the thing that spurned them on all the time. And they just carried on that love of Allah Ta'ala. Today we need every comfort. Everything now by law, your transport has to be arranged at the airport, your hotel has to be booked. Those days are gone when you would go with your family, leave them one place, go and look for a hotel and then all that. But now everything is arranged. Imam Dawood Sajistani rahmatullah alayhi farmate, the famous author of Abu Dawood Sharif, Imam Dawood Sajistani rahmatullah alayhi, says kana majalisu Ahmad ibn Hanbal majalisatul akhirah la yudhkaru fiha shay'un min amri dunya. That his majlis he should have, but only talks of deen, of akhirah. Nothing of dunya used to be spoken about there. May Allah bless us and make our tongues khalisatan for what's ayat? The Zikrit, Diyaril, 19, Subhanallah. Anyway, that our tongues be only for the remembrance of Akhirat for Deen, Inshallah. Asghar Gondwi ne kya khub kaha? Hazrat has quoted another poem, yeah. Yaha to ek pegham juno pohuncha hai masto ko. Unhi se poochhe dunya ko jo dunya samajhte hai. That yeah, yahan to ek pegham junoo pahuncha hai. One message of madness has reached here, mastoko. For those people who are madly in the love of Allah. There's those people, like for example, you're watching soccer, the soccer fans who are mad over soccer and a goal is scored. You see them going wild and mad. So this one goal that was scored, or a hat-trick or whatever else it might be, makes the people go wild and mad. But the love of Allah, when Allah Ta'ala, just like a lightning strikes, and one of that special love of Allah hits onto the heart. Ask those people. Unhi se poochhe dunya ko jo dunya samajhte hai. Ask this of only those people who know what is dunya, that how temporary, how useless, and they don't have any care for dunya. إِلَيَّ تَغَرَّرْتِ إِلَيَّ تَشَوَّفْتِ. Oh dunya, you have come to deceive me. You want to become beautiful in front of me. Hayhat, hayhat, hurri, ghayri, go, get away from here. Go and try and deceive somebody else. I have seen you already. For waqad battatuka talaq, I gave you 3 talaqs already. I have nothing to do with you. I know your reality. You are nothing whatsoever. These are those people who get that connection with Allah Ta'ala. We want Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, according to our tafsir, wa fi al-akhirati hasana. That everything goes smooth sailing here also, and there also everything smooth sailing. We go for Hajj Umrah also, and we make so many tawafs also. The night we spend in the Haram also, and the day we are in the shopping malls all the time. We are eating from anywhere and everywhere, whatever is there, we are eating. So it doesn't work like that. You have to be one-sided. And a person who is two-faced gets a smack from two sides. When you turn this side, those people hit you. When you turn that side, these people hit you. La ilaha ula wa la ilaha ula. A person who is straight, he goes straight. So, and dunya can offer you nothing. The people of dunya can offer you nothing. May Allah make us also khalisatan li wajhi, pure and only for Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Inshallah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني اذكركم دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دے تو ادھر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہوں بس خبردار تیرا لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. یار رہے یار اب تو میرا میں بھی تیرا یار ہوں مجھ کو فقط ہو تجھ سے محبت خلق سے میں بیزار ہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس ساد میں آخر وزے زبائیں میرے لا لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. جب تک قلب رہے پہلو میں جب تک تن میں جان رہے لب پہ تیرا نام رہے اور دل میں تیرا دھیان رہے جذب پرواں ہوش رہے اور عقل میری حیران رہے لیکن تجھ سے غافل ہرگز دل نہ میرا اکران رہے اب تو رہے بس تاج میں آخر پھر دے زباں ہے میرے لا
العالمين والعاقبة المتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب تب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت ولي مولاها. اللهم أصل وارحم وتجاوز واغفر وارحم واهدي لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد الناس والجان جميعا واجعلنا سببا لذلك. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من الفعل والقول والأمر والنية والحج إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا واجعل خشيتك أخوف الأشياء عندنا واقطع عنا حاجات الدنيا بالشوق إلى لقائك. وإذا أقربت أعين عالي الدنيا من دنياهم فأقرر أعيننا من عبادتك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يعنينا وارزقنا حسن النذر فيما يرضيك عنا. اللهم احفظنا من كل الفتن ما ظهر من وبطن. اللهم قنا من فتنة الدنيا ومن شر فتنة النساء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ونعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات ونعوذ بك من المعثم والمغرم. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وامتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين. اللهم قل لنا واجعلنا لك ولا تكن علينا. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما أسألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم ما وأهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. سبحان الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Two announcements. One is that inshallah the Islah Jalsa will be taking place from Yom al-Jumu'ah until Yom al-Ahad of the Zuhr. It is from Friday until Sunday of Zuhr Salah. So firstly, we request all the brothers to make dua for the success of the Islah Jalsa. It must be a means of our hidayat, guidance, and the guidance of entire mankind till the day of Qiyamah, for our Islah and reformation and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with that, inshallah, our presence should be is also of vital importance. We should all try to be there, participate, and bring as many other brothers as possible. Try and come with other brothers, inshallah. And secondly, is that those brothers who will be leaving from Azadwar, inshallah, whoever is leaving on either on Yom al-Jumu'ah or Yom al-Sabt, with their own transport or with somebody else, inshallah, please meet us in the back of the masjid. We'll just try to make some arrangements, inshallah, for all the brothers. Jazakallah. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.